Third and final hour here, this Thursday edition, Robbie and Rex Road. 102.5, 106 for the game, in the game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Presented by TJ Anderson, Homes of Benchmark Realty, helping homebuyers or sellers in Middle Tennessee for 20 years. I'm Joe Rex Show. Nick Keyser producing, and Paul Kaharski in for the new father around here, Robbie Stanley.
I am here courtesy of Nashville Grass 365. Easy backyard lawn installations that look great and get you maintenance free. No more fertilizing, no more watering, no more mowing. Check them out at nashville.grass365.com.
And now it's time to make a little radio magic. Would this be the first? This is like the pilot episode of Stilly and Polly. The pilot episode of Stilly and Polly. Jared Stillman, of course, hosts a wonderful show here on this station from 2 to 6, joins us now. Jared, how the heck are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. I'm watching both you guys on the TV right now. You guys look very, very cold wearing your jackets and your quarter-zip sweatshirts. And I do have to take umbrage with something Paul's already said.
Uh-oh.
I listened to the last segment, and I heard Paul talking about how every national guy, you know, oh, I go crazy that I haven't even mentioned that Albert Breer was at practice the other day because I don't care.
Oh, interesting. I could sort of just moderate an argument here. I got to side Jared's way on that. I don't think he goes nuts about every guy.
Now, if Stephen A. Smith says something,
you're all over it. I mean, you are the most sound reliant. And listen, I don't listen religiously by any means. I turn you off very regularly. But
you
are the most sound reliant radio host I've ever listened to. I mean, you play clips and spin off of what other people say more than anybody I've ever met. I'm not saying. I don't enjoy that. And you have a lot of, you use the word takes, you have a lot of opinions of your own. I'd be more interested in hearing yours than hearing you react to what Jimmy Schmaltzy said on First Take this morning. That's just my personal preference. But you come into virtually every segment with sound.
This is great.
Or somebody else.
This is basically a production meeting. Keep it going. Jared,
so
your thoughts?
It's actually funny you say that. I have like a handful of responses. The first is, I mean, one reason that I use a lot of sound is to set up segments more so than just, oh, yeah, this is a really important piece of what Vrabel said. And if it is really important, then I will set it up in the segment and throw to it. But I hear what you're saying.
And if you're playing sound from players, I mean, there's no good sound from players.
No, but the coach, you know, there's always a, you know, something or another. And then sometimes I get worked up off the sound. But then secondly, I do think that I am the most reliant on sound radio host in this area by far. I mean, I think that some people rely on like having a lot of guests. It's like, oh, get me four guests a show. I'm not that kind of guy. I think a lot of people are reliant sometimes on phone calls like Paul Feinbaum. I don't know if he could do a show if people didn't call in. For me, I use a lot of sound. The other thing is, the reason why we have to talk about other people's takes is because it's July and there was nothing going on and I'm doing 4 hours by myself. That's a long time. You got to have a lot of content for that.
Sounds like you're getting into excuse making now.
Yeah.
Are we going to get into you catching football?
Well, one point I forgot that I do want to add.
My thing is for you to, I want you to create most of your content.
So one thing I do.
He likes your content is what I'm hearing.
No, I would argue with most of your content, but I want you to create most of it.
So when I started working on Sirius, like the first week that I was
talking
on,
about being on Sirius,
one of the big bosses called one of the little bosses and told me exactly what Paul just said. That was like, well, who cares what an analyst says? What do you think? Just talk about what you think. And so, Paul, that should make you feel good that one of the big bosses and you feel the exact same way.
Yeah, well, that's because I know how it should work. But thank you.
Okay, so this is good. This is a good start. I think we can find some happy medium between you guys. You know, a little bit of sound, a little bit of takes, a lot of arguing.
I hate the word takes.
You don't like takes.
I wish he would stop saying takes. I mean,
everybody
it's very
says
1990s
take.
Jim Rome.
No, you know what? Well, yeah, have a take, don't suck. But you know what? I think that the term hot take has become kind of like, I don't know, eight
Hurts
years
the business.
Ago. What's that?
Hurts the business.
I'm just
sets
saying,
up the screaming debate.
That, sure, but that term, now everybody says takes. I'm guilty of it too.
I don't say it.
What do you say?
Well, you just want to say the word opinion instead?
Yeah.
It's
here's
more,
what I think. Here's what I believe.
More
this
syllables.
This is my opinion.
More syllables. Okay, let's talk.
I think it's different than having a take. I think takes are constructed often and not
I will say this to Paul's point. It sounds cheaper to say that's a hot take show than to say that is a thoughtful, opinionated show.
Yeah, I'm looking for sophistication. Takes are largely not sophisticated.
2 to 6, Paul. You say you don't listen a lot. You should try it.
Look, once in a while, I flip by it in my car. Then when you get to something that frustrates me and makes me say I should call in and set this guy straight because he's being so ridiculous, I turn it off.
615-737-1025. You are always welcome to call, Paul.
You would not.
In fact, I want to put that out there right now.
You would not take my call.
Paul Kaharsky is always welcome to call into the radio program.
I don't believe that. I want that
on the record.
For a second.
All right, let's see. Let's take this to the Titans. I'm trying to think of what would be the biggest disagreement.
I have three notes here. Can I?
You got three?
Can
yeah,
I
gosh,
hit my three notes?
Take it over.
Here's the kind of thing that Stillman says just to get a reaction that he does not believe for a second.
Okay.
And this is why I think he's terrible.
Before Paul gets to these, Joe, do you believe that I have opinions that I don't believe?
I think some.
Absolutely.
Oh, there are times.
Jared,
there
more
are,
than anybody that's ever been in this market.
You and I have argued before about this, Jared. There's times when I've said, Jared, you don't actually believe that.
You're talking about Justin Herbert yesterday in the little bit that I was in the car. You know, you compared Will Levis coming out to Justin Herbert coming out. You talk about their statistics being similar coming out of college. You're ignoring physical traits, which is a very important thing, but never mind that. Now, you say, would people be happy? Is that what Will Levis could be, Justin Herbert? I don't know. Some people, you say, you use this some people thing is kind of a gimmick. Some people would say Justin Herbert, that wouldn't be good enough for Will Levis. Who are these some people? Who would be unsatisfied with Will Levis being Justin Herbert?
We read
there is
the text
no one who would be
line.
Unsatisfied with that person's an idiot who's trying to stir you up. That's not serious. There is no one in their right mind, if Will Levis was Justin Herbert, who would be unsatisfied with the 33rd pick in the draft, who came into the league with the doubts that Will Levis had, who shouldn't be over the moon. This is what you should be telling them. They should
That's
be
what
over
I did
the moon
say.
If he was
That's
Justin Herbert.
That's what I said, Paul.
You're giving air to someone
and you're saying,
saying,
I don't believe that opinion. That's exactly what I believe. I had people yesterday that said they don't want Dan Marino because Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl. And I'm like, Dan Marino is a top 100 player in the history of the NFL.
But see, you're creating a whole thing off people saying idiot things. So you take a ridiculous opinion. You put it out there so you can shoot it down. It's nonsense.
That's why we take calls. It's we don't nonsense. Take calls. We think we're talking to scientists.
No, wow. We're ripping the colors now. Okay. This
Joe,
is
back
good.
Me up on this. The text line is full of dumb stuff.
I mean, I will tell you, Jared, I don't do the text line for your show. I will say that, honestly, I'd say 85%. I feel good about it. 85%. I'd like Robbie's opinion on this. Not take opinion. Sophisticated opinion. I'd say 85% of it is good stuff. Yeah, there's some ridiculous crap.
All right, you say that you don't really care that much about the national stuff. You're obsessed with something like Mike Sando's quarterback tiers. You told Joe you were going to cancel your Athletic subscription because Sando had not produced the Athletic tiers on a timetable that was convenient to you to produce off-season content. Then Ryan Tannehill ranked 22nd in the tiers, and you do this often. You come out to the press conference and you ask, I don't know who, a player, or I don't think you were foolish enough to do it with Vrabel. You ask the player, hey, in this quarterback tiers thing that's based on a lot of executive opinion.
It was Traylon Burks.
Ryan Tannehill's ranked 22nd. What do you think? You can't possibly think there's going to be a good answer to that question. You can't possibly think players care what. You can't possibly think players read or care about Mike Sando's quarterback tiers story.
All I know is I asked AJ Brown a similar question about 3 years ago, and AJ had a very thoughtful answer. And the one thing that I say about press conferences, Paul, and you actually wrote this at paulkaharsky.com about 2 years ago, and I think you're right, which is press conferences have changed over the years. So the idea that fans now watch them in live time and react to them, it's not the same as what it used to be, where you're getting, you know, quotes for a story or you're focused on something in particular. I can't tell players and coaches what to say. I can't assume what they're going to say. All I can do is ask the question and then react. react to what it is that they're going to say. I'm not Treylon Burks, so I can't speak for Treylon Burks, so all I can do is ask Treylon Burks.
That question has a 98% chance of failure with Treylon Burks. Now, it has a 89% chance of failure with A.J. Brown. But you should know the difference between Treylon Burks and A.J. Brown.
Again, I can't speak for these people. I can only ask. I can't interpret what they're going to say. That's what drives me crazy when something is so obviously screwed up. And then I'm like, did anybody ask Vrabel about this? And, well, you know, what's Vrabel going to say about it? I don't know. Ask him.
Do you think that happens?
Well, come out and ask him. When you're upset that we don't ask something, I say, well, we'll be there and ask it.
Give me an example, Jared, of a question that was had to be asked of Vrabel that the press corps, like on the road at a game or whatever, that they didn't ask it.
They did not ask Vrabel after the Charger game why Derrick Henry came off the field on third down and two.
Okay.
Could have been missed. Yeah, I mean, you know, once in a while stuff gets missed in a hassle. Here's another thing that you had, and this is my biggest example. And you should just concede this, that in certain instances you don't know how the league works. You thought that the DeAndre Hopkins deal took a long time. You actually said, like at one point, you thought they should give him an ultimatum and say, all right, here's the deal. You have 24 or 48 hours to accept it, and if not, we'll move on. You said it was slow. But actually, the NFL is pretty much closed in June and July. And so that Vin Marino might have been talking to Rand Carthon, might have been talking to Hopkins. It's a slow-played thing. He's missing nothing by not signing. Nobody else is really talking to him. He actually signed at a fast rate considering the time of year. But it wasn't satisfactory to you because you needed radio content. But you don't seem to understand that in June and July, the league is basically shut down.
So what you don't seem to understand is that Pat Kerwin, who actually worked in the league, has said that on multiple occasions when he was an executive in the league, that he would have to come off his vacation to go back and work out deals with players. And that the last thing that these teams wanted, and this is why they hosted DeAndre in June and not waiting till again to force an ultimatum towards training camp, is because they wanted to do those things before guys went out of town. So they didn't have to bring their receivers coach back from the only vacation of the year that they go on. So there is league business that gets done during that period of time, even though most of the offices, to your point, are closed. And if something is important enough, they will bring somebody back in order to do it.
Pat Kerwin, I'm trying to look. It's been such a long time since he's been an executive in the league. It's not listed quickly for me to find on Wikipedia.
So you know more than Pat Kerwin.
I'm not saying I know more than Pat Kerwin. I'm saying that I never heard you in mentioning all of this about the timetable frustrations talk about the fact that league business slows to a crawl during this period of time. There are multiple examples of you not knowing how the league works. And this is the other thing that you do.
You cannot show up. I don't listen because I think your show stinks and then say, you never said this. Like we said it all the time.
That's fair.
Just don't listen because you think the show stinks.
Here's another thing I would suggest you do that would advance your career and give you credibility that you lack. Show up in the locker room in front of guys that you just go on the air and say, he stinks. When you say he stinks about a guy, you owe him to be in front of him in the locker room during the period of time where the media and the players mingle. You operate as a guy wearing armor from a distance where you speak freely, negatively about a guy and do not face the consequences. And that's what makes you different than the rest of us. If I write something negative about a guy, the next day I am in the room, approachable by him, willing to be called out by him or spoken to by him. You do not face that, and that is a safety net for you that makes you different in a very bad way.
Hey, Jared, before you respond, you want to come back for one more? I mean, this pilot is getting picked up. You want to come back for one more?
I guess.
You responded.
I guess.
Let's do it, everybody. All right, we'll be right back. More Jared Stillman, Robbie and Rex at 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight, 6:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Durham Bulls, AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Sounds Baseball, 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. Welcome back in, Rodney Rexer. You can watch us stream live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. Sorry. I'm thinking of the Jared and the Paul continue to go at each other here. Paul Kaharski here in for Robbie Stanley. We still have Jared Stillman online. Paul?
I'm here thanks to Nashville Grass 365. They can install turf around your pool, which means no more grass in your water and no more dirt tracked into your house. Head to nashville.grass365.com to learn more. Stillman, this would be good around your pool.
Thank you.
All right, so listen, I'm going to jump in here real fast. I don't know that I've seen the text line, my own text line, the text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com, 615-737-1025. Sorry I can't get to most of these because it's a blaze right now with a lot of reaction to what I think is actually a more constructive discussion than some may consider. There's a lot of yelling at each other, but
that's,
I think,
not yelling.
Here's the thing. It's fine. Listen, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to defend Jared to a point. Okay. Because yes, I agree. And Jared, I'm going to let you respond to what Paul just said about you in the locker room. I think there's value in that. I will say that Jared showing up at the press conference, he rips the coaches too. He goes and he asks Craig Aukerman questions when he's, screams every day about how Craig, I mean, I think you two guys are the most down on Craig Aukerman guys in town. Like, Jared does show up and is accountable to people over there. And,
some people.
And that's a lot more. Well, I think that's a fair thing you brought up, but that is still a lot more than you'll see from a lot of radio people in a lot of markets who just trash people left and right and never go to anything.
Well, I'm talking about this market.
I know.
And in this market, Jared handpicks who he's accountable in front of and the least likely to be aggressive about it or potentially violent about it.
I mean, Vrabel could kill any of us with one.
Vrabel's never going to really go after somebody.
Violent on the Titans, Paul?
Darren Bates was pretty violent to me when he was upset about things. And
but
you
I never
put
said
yourself
anything
in
about Darren Bates.
Well, I'm not saying
because I didn't care about Darren Bates.
I'm saying if you say a guy stinks, you're obligated to be in range of him for him to respond, and you're not.
He typically goes with sucks, not stinks. But
sucks anyway. Is worse than stinks.
Am if I not say, in the range of these people when they're walking off the practice field, which is when they're available?
No, they're available for 45 minutes in the room. If they're looking for a guy, that's when they're looking for him, and you're not in there available to him in that way. And I think it's from a lack of courage, frankly.
Even though I've been in locker rooms before. In fact, I
was
in the locker room.
It's a consistent thing.
I was in the locker room when Wesley Woodyard wanted to fight you, and I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, that's good. You're watching me be accountable. I'm not saying you don't watch me be accountable. I'm saying you're not
accountable. You're saying I don't go in the locker room. If Wesley Woodyard wanted to say something to me, I'm sure he would have said it.
You're in there once in a while. If you're regularly saying guys suck, you need to be in there with some regularity.
I will,
also,
I will
during
let,
the season,
on.
What time is the locker room open?
It's not during your show.
Yeah, it's before your show.
It's before my show, which when I'm doing 4 hours a day and putting it together, I don't have Chad and Hutton to do all the work for me. I have to do the work for the four-hour show.
Counterpunch.
So it is a process that I can't just go over there for 45 minutes to stand in the locker room in case one person wants to say something.
Well, you ought to consider the ramifications then of saying that people suck because it appears there's a lack of accountability for it. If you tell me I suck, I would like the chance to be face to face with you. I think that's you owe that to players. And if you're unable to give that to them, then maybe you want to measure how freely you use language like that about them.
I go into multiple locker rooms for multiple teams in this town. There's only
well,
one.
Sometimes
meatball.
You're in there getting Peter Laviolette's autograph.
Hey, Laviolette's my guy.
I mean, that's one of the lamest stories in history to go
during media
time.
I didn't know
and
this.
Get Peter Laviolette's autograph.
He did not. You didn't do that.
Well, it was when they were in town. We were supposed to meet up the night before. I got a picture that I wanted him to sign because this was last year. So it's not like he's the coach anymore.
Who was he the coach of at the time?
Was this picture for you?
Washington.
Like you got a picture for
somebody
else? You went
to Washington's media time.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to like? He's not here for 8 days.
Yeah, I mean, that breaks every credibility there is.
The autograph, I didn't know the autograph. Was the autograph for you, Jared? Like do you have a frame picture of LaViolette now?
It was for somebody, yes.
It was for somebody else. It was for somebody else.
Why wouldn't you do like if you're going to do something like that?
If I had waited 40 minutes and had gone to the hotel and had him sign it, you would have been okay with that.
No, I'm not okay with
that
at all.
Of course you wouldn't be okay with that.
No.
You don't get a coach's autograph. He hasn't been the coach for 4 years.
You don't get a coach's autograph. If you're actually
friends
with him, you don't need his autograph.
After they're here. And guess
what?
Being
friends is never getting autographs.
He was the coach too.
I'm friends with Joe. I don't want his autograph. See how that works?
I'll give it to you.
I don't have an autograph of any of my friends. See how that works?
Good for you.
Okay.
I didn't even know you had friends.
Peter, I got a red Sharpie here. The picture's white. It's going to look great. Sign it big and say two Stillies.
All right. I've lost control of myself in this show. All right. Listen, I want to defend Jared Moore. I feel compelled to defend Jared Moore. Okay.
When he's losing, he's going
to get listen, Jared, I would say, just like I disagree with Jared on the text line, and at least for our show, I don't know about Jared's show. Maybe it's just goofy as hell from 2 to 6. I think for the most part, it's good stuff on there. For the most part, Jared at press conference, I think he asks good questions. I do. I think Jared asks good questions, usually quick, open-ended, and to-the-point questions. You agree or disagree?
He does all right. And
okay.
I appreciate that he comes from the same place I do where I thought his answer I think it's a bad question about the asking about a ranking, but I think he's sensible in agreeing with me that you throw stuff out at press conferences and sometimes you get nothing. And when fans go, oh, you got shot down on that question, you go, look, I'm asking questions. It's not for public consumption, really. I hate that they're broadcast. And, you know, you pick through the answers and share the good ones, and sometimes you strike out. And I think he's a good contributor to the general press conference stuff, yes.
I think we've come to a place of peace and love. You know, I don't know how much listeners really want to hear about the inside baseball media stuff. I think there's a limit to that.
I think they're generally interested.
Yeah, I think there's a limit, but I do think there's interest. And I do think sometimes people misunderstand a lot of things, so I think there's value in it. And I think there's a lot of value in Stilly and Pauly. Jared, you've been a good sport, buddy. Thank you for hanging in there.
Do I not get to come back about
right.
questions?
Well, when Jim Schwartz
we said
play,
something nice about you.
When
God,
the Titans
hang
play,
up.
When the Titans
ahead.
Play Cleveland, he's going to get Jim Schwartz's autograph.
All right, so, Jared, what do you want to say? Last
I would
thing.
Say, Paul, for all, and I actually don't have a problem with this, but if Paul's going to critique people for not asking capital J journalism questions, then we have to talk about the Derrick Henry being tackled by 5-year-olds.
Oh, I thought that you were going to bring up Pretty Boy Kelly.
That is a TV radio laugh at it topic. That is not capital J journalism, which you say, Paul, everybody has to be all the time.
Listen.
I'll let you respond not to Jared, but on the next episode. Is that cool?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. I have no problem with this.
Jared, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
See you guys.
See ya.
Paul, good to hear you on the station.
Thanks. Good to be on
you have criticized for years.
When we come back, we will continue this discussion. Robbie and Rex are 1025, 1063 The Game. The Game Summer Ticket Tour headed to Streetcar Taps and Guarded, located at 4916 Charlotte Pike, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come eat, drink, hang, and leave with a pair of free Sounds, Preds, Big Machine, Music City Grand Prix, or concert tickets. Also, get signed up for the grand prize, Titans tickets, Preds tickets in the Eurostone Club, and a two-night stay at Opryland Hotel with access to sound waves. Black Tie Moving delivers the Game Summer Ticket Tour. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/tour. Welcome back into Robbie and Rex Road, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team to see why they are referred so often. Paul Kaharsky in this today, and we have more with Paul Kaharsky coming up in the near future. In for Robbie Stanley. New father, Robbie. I hope Robbie Stanley is home with Allison and Heather. Allison, their new baby, and enjoying that. But if he did listen to the last couple segments, I hope he enjoyed the heck out of that too. Paul?
I hope so too. I'm here courtesy of Nashville Grass 365, locally owned and operated for nearly 10 years. Check out the amazing things they can do for you residentially or commercially on Instagram at grass365_Nashville.
Okay, so this is your last segment today. You are going to take off and get to Titans camp. I'll hold it down, show up a little bit late to camp the next couple of days. Yeah, well, you know, I don't do the roll call like some of you guys anyway. I basically just ask you who's here. That's who do we let do the roll call? We let Glennon, TD,
Rhett, Ryan.
Rhett, Glenn, and TD, they do roll call. They go to one of those guys, and they'll tell you who.
I don't even really ask. I just wait till they tweet. I mean, you tend to notice if somebody major isn't there while you're watching team stuff.
But. Well, sure, exactly. But they get it early, though. It's like, okay, who in stretch is not here? All right, so you have another response. And frankly, that was one of my favorite half hours of doing radio ever, and I barely talked. And maybe that's why it was so good, but I really enjoyed
that. Yeah, so Stilly is one of a few people giving me grief over the story I did and the questions I asked about how many five-year-olds it would take to tackle Derrick Henry.
Right.
Look, I got amazing answers on this. Derrick Henry was funny
on it. I was blown away by your answers.
Derrick Henry was funny on it. It completely changed Mike Vrabel's mood, and he played along with it. A bunch of players played along with it. I started to ask Rand Carthon about it, and he pointed me to his wife, and I was allowed to talk to his wife and his three kids about it. It's a rare change-up for me. Of course, I do mostly capital J journalism, but that doesn't mean you can't do.
I hate that term, by the way.
An occasional change-up. It is not like asking guys what their favorite dish is at Thanksgiving dinner or what their favorite Christmas present was. Getting those are annual stories that a lot of TV people do every Thanksgiving and every Christmas. This was a one-off that came to me as a mailbag question that I thought would be entertaining and fun. And so I don't apologize at all for doing something that was entertaining and fun. It generated some conversation on Twitter. It generated some comments on my post. And I don't think I've turned in my journalistic badge for having done one silly, different thing. That, by the way, every time I asked a player on the team, he said, oh, yeah, I saw that. So some guys were talking about it in the locker room. And if I asked a question that generated some conversation in the locker room, I view that as a good thing.
So I agree with you. It's sports. It's fun. It's okay to do different things. I will say this. First of all, for people who don't know, there is sometimes a thing with like writers and TV people. We get annoyed by TV people. I mean, I like all the TV people in this market, genuinely. But, you know, sometimes there are these – they have a lot of quick-hit things and formulaic things and very surface-level things, and then sometimes they get in the way with their camera, and that's annoying too, right? So there's automatically a tension there. I will say, Paul, that if one of the TV people in town asked that question, it was not on your radar, I think you may have protested. I think you might have spoken up and said, what the hell is this crap? I don't know. I can't prove it, but I think that may be the case.
I honestly think – and, you know, I could be masking or whatever. I honestly think I would have said, that's a lot better than a lot of the BS formulaic stuff that you ask over and over.
Okay.
It's unique.
Okay. I could be wrong.
But I don't know. It's hard to come up with good ideas in year 27 or whatever I'm in. It's tempting to be repetitive. A lot of stuff is cliched. Guys say less and less. We see less and less. I wrote it down on my thing. I thought, hey, I'll throw this at somebody and see if something comes up. Derek was in a particularly good mood that day because he was being a spokesman for the running backs need to get paid movement. I threw it in at the end. He bit. And I said, all right, I'm going to pursue this.
I was blown away. Well, he was good, and that was the best Derrick Henry press conference I think ever. You correct me if I'm wrong, but he doesn't like doing them and rarely says much, and usually they're pretty fast. So, the fact that you got anything from him was good. Yes, Vrabel's answer to you blew me away. But you know what I think? Since we're talking inside baseball media stuff today, I think that his answer was so good to you because our friend Andrew screwed up this awesome idea you had about judging Vrabel's mood every day and set it on the air. And so now I think Vrabel actually gave a better answer artificially, and I don't want that. I want authentic Vrabel.
Yeah, well, Andrew, being Buck Rising, really screwed things up. And here's another, and this is an excellent idea by me. I announced in the press room I put up a sign, and every day I'm rating Vrabel good mood or bad mood.
Scale of 1 to 10.
And then we decided that we'd put a number on it, scale of 1 to 10. So I asked for everybody's input. And I made it a group thing because I like it's fun when the media have a group thing. But I should have kept it to myself because Buck has to take it and talk about it on the air. Buck takes it and talks about it on the air. It gets to Vrabel, and Vrabel then says something about the rating. Well, him knowing that we're rating him then falsifies
the rating. It taints everything. All tainted.
And my plan was to do this for a month or 6 weeks and then write a story about his moodiness and talk to players about his moodiness and ask him about his moodiness. And now it's all falsified because this guy can't. And this is kind of like Stillman in terms of not understanding how things work. Buck should have the common sense to understand what that is and what I'm doing with it, and he doesn't, and it's a big disappointment. And sometimes I have to understand I'm working with kids and not grown men who have some comprehension of what might be unfolding.
Anybody else in the media market we can rip today? I mean, I feel like we've done a thorough job.
I've got 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. We should spread this out a little bit. So, I am asking for reaction. The text line, driven by WilsonConahan.com. Ben, I just can't get to it all. Thanks for all. I've been trying to read them all. There's a lot of – I'd say it's tilted more in your favor. There's definitely some good rips on you. I can't believe Jared never brought up Hopkins and pretty boy Kelly. I mean, it's right there for him. He had a half hour, and he never brought that up. But
listen, you don't have to feed him stuff for next time. Let him do his own work.
All right, but this is what I want from the people. Do you like – I understand people yelling at each other, but just the behind-the-scenes media stuff, I'm always – it's just like what you were saying earlier, PK, with like don't complain about your tired traveling around to cover a football game or whatever. I always wonder, like, should we stay more on topic or do people like that stuff? So put your input there. In the meantime, you are leaving pretty soon here for a camp the Titans have today. They have tomorrow on the field. They are, or we are at least, not there Saturday and Sunday. Do you know, are they off Saturday? They're not off Saturday and Sunday.
I think every third day is a walkthrough. So they'll have two practices and a walkthrough Saturday. Then
maybe Sunday will
Sunday.
Be off. Yeah. So anyway, that'll be 2 days that we won't see this weekend. And then next week is quote unquote game week, you know, before the first preseason game. But right now, what are you most intrigued by today? What are you – give us a little – whatever you can tell us of what you are focused on today.
You know, I don't – this is becoming an increasing problem for me, but I don't necessarily go into stuff.
Which isn't
focus.
A
so
bad
I,
thing necessarily.
I go in looking for something to grab my attention and make me focus on it. I am a little bit ahead in that I've got two stories pretty much – finished reporting, one of them on Gibbons and Rice. So I will look for anything new on Gibbons and Rice and probably write that this afternoon unless something trumps it and pushes that to another day. But I'm looking for what's next. I'm also wondering when DeAndre Hopkins is going to disappear because Mike Vrabel said when he first spoke of him that he had a 2-day commitment to something else that he told them about up front, and he would be disappearing. I thought that might have happened already, but it hasn't. So we'll see.
Are you sure that hasn't happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just thought it. I thought it would just end up being a 1-day thing. Because it was the they had the day we weren't there. I thought that was the day because he left early. Remember the first day, didn't he?
I don't recall. So maybe something happened that I wasn't conscious of. And I thought it would be a bigger, more dramatic disappearance based
right.
on the way
I did too.
Vrabel talked about it.
I did too. I kind of thought maybe Hopkins cut short what he thought was going to happen, but maybe you're right. Yeah. So I mean, so far he's stacking days. A lot of questions today we didn't get to. LD from McMinnville, who always has a lot of good questions. This is something we can explore more, but just off the top, off the cuff, a position group for the Titans that you believe has actual viable depth, or you feel good about the depth at that position? Where would you? I mean, again, we can explore this another day more thoroughly. But what comes to mind immediately?
I don't really have one. I think they could survive an injury best at inside linebacker because
you have
fewer
Rice
snaps,
and you have Campbell.
You have Rice. You have Campbell. You have Gibbons. Is it Griffin from Dallas?
Yeah,
you have some guys, and they've made that position work with lesser guys. Dylan Cole played a lot there last year, and they turned him into something viable. Gibbons was something viable, so I think they could survive there if somebody went down. Maybe better at other places, but the depth on this team is a major issue. And if they get the injury bug a third year in a row, it will hurt them worse than it's hurt them any time before. And Vrabel will have to work his magic again. I mean, if Chig got hurt, a tight end would be terrible.
Yeah, no, tight end is the underrated position of potential alarm, I think, because we all look at Chig, but you know, Wiley, we'll see. But yeah, I think that's potentially problematic. I do think corner, especially because Molden, I really do like. I think Molden, you could survive with him at just about any spot in the secondary right now.
No, he can't play outside corner.
Well, he wouldn't be ideal, but I think that, you know, I mean, obviously he's a safety / slot corner right now. He could, in an absolute pinch, you wouldn't die, okay?
I think they could cover with
Avery's
numbers.
Avery's okay, and Chris Jackson is back, and I know Chris Jackson right now is taking some lumps out there. You know, he's a limited player, but he's a reserve veteran who can, you know, he can go in a pinch, right?
I think they could cover with numbers if they're hurt, as long as the front is rushing well with four. And I think you can say that condition for virtually everything about this team starts with if they're rushing effectively with four.
You know where they have pretty good depth? I mean, they're pretty good depth at quarterback.
No.
Maybe?
No.
Will they have a viable QB2 this year?
A QB2
that could win you a game in a pinch, that you ham and egg it and you run the ball and you play defense. And they almost won at Kansas City last year with Willis, as limited as he was.
Yeah, I don't give them wins for almost winning.
I understand
a viable
that.
QB2.
But now where it's a year later. Now it's a year later. He's better, right? To some extent. Will Levis is here. No? You're down? No?
I'm down on both the quarterbacks.
Should they go get a veteran?
Well, it's a long way from that. They can't go get a veteran unless they're cutting somebody, right? And it seems more and more like they would be keeping three. But I need to see Willis do some stuff in these preseason games. This improvement at practice, I think, is a little overrated because of what he's improving from.
I agree with that. I think the preseason games, from that perspective, are going to be fascinating and important, and they're going to be important at kicker, too. Right now, who is your kicker for the Titans in 2023?
I think probably Wolf has a better leg. It's all about mental. Which one of them is better mentally? And I said this on a podcast I recorded last night that's coming out. I would play mental games with them in the building because you're only going to be able to set up so much. Vrabel said that. I mean, how many long field goals can you create? You're going to want to create other stuff for your offense that's maybe more important. I would create some kind of mental warfare. And I think Vrabel
Stillman
would be
interview
good,
them?
Good
what,
at
what
that.
What are we talking about here?
I think Vrabel would be good at that. I don't know. But beyond, like, if you miss this, there's a condition for the team at practice. I don't know. Isolate. Have everybody leave them alone at the table at lunch. You know, weird stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. We could have a segment on this and have people call in and suggest how to mentally challenge a kicker during his workday in the building that would test them against each other's how they react.
Kaharski advocating for torture methods here as we
not water. I stopped short of waterboarding.
Yeah, that's good to know. All right, PK, off to practice you go. I'll see you out there.
Hey,
great,
I loved
job
it.
Today.
I'm looking forward to a lot more. And thanks to anybody that liked it. And if you don't like it, give it another try tomorrow.
There we go.
Paul, don't block the box and do lock your locks.
Ah, nice. There it is. The classic line for Paul Kaharsky as he heads off to practice. And when we come back, we will wrap up Robbie and Rex Show Thursday edition, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. You can watch us stream live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code the game. That's twice. What I got a problem with G's and J's today. Superbook Sports invites you to a special UFC post-match party with Dustin Jacoby after the fights on Saturday night at Landshark Bar at Margaritaville on South Broadway. Follow Superbook Sports on social media for more information. Also, tune into the Chase McCabe Show and Caroline Willing D-Mace on Friday, tomorrow, as they broadcast live from Titans training camp. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit better. They'll get player interviews, deliver the latest updates with Titans practice as the team preps for the 2023 season. Coverage of Titans training camp is presented by the Simmons Bank Open, Parman Energy, and Caudill Vet Clinic. Welcome back into the final segment of Robbie and Rex Show. And boy, I've really done a great job running the show today. We got about 10 seconds to talk here. Nick, I'd like to get your reaction, Nick Keyser, to the Paul Kaharsky, Jared Stillman variety half hour of absolute magnificence.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. I think it would be something that we could have more often as that combination.
Do you think so?
Just in terms of the visit, I thought that was pretty productive. But at the same point in time, there had to be a little bit of a catch up in terms of difference of opinion. But that's okay. We'll roll with it, Joe.
Right. And yeah, lots of reaction on the time. I feel like it would almost be unfair to read any of these. There's a lot of reaction. I would say the reaction tilted toward Paul, but there were plenty of people also would like to punch Paul in the face.
Yeah, but at the same time, Paul's in here on he's on what is called Mic One in the studio. So he's with you. He's on the air. He's talking. It's a much different approach. So can't. I mean, you can't be mad at Paul. He's finally able to stick up for what he thinks, too, and Jared gets that all the time, and that's completely fine. So just glad that we were able to talk about training camp for a little bit there. Now, I'm glad we got 30 minutes worth of it. That was a lot more fun than I had anticipated it being. So,
well, I just felt like Jared needed a little more time to defend himself. I mean, look, for the most part, you know, I do jump on Jared for saying something. I'm like, there's no way you actually believe that.
You do. Man. Yeah.
And we've gone back and forth on it. For the most part, I think he does believe what he says. Sometimes I can't believe he believes it.
Yeah.
But he does.
That's true.
But, I thought it was an interesting look at how things go. The bottom line for me is, first of all, no one doing this should take themselves too seriously. This is for fun, and this is about, I mean, we're the conduit, so this is about people who care about these teams and care about sports. We're here really working for them. So I think if everybody keeps that in mind, then I think we can all have a good time and everything be great. So with that said, it's time to get going. I'm going to head over to Titans camp. We'll have a lot of talk about what we saw today on tomorrow's show. We will also have Charles Robinson switching from today to tomorrow, so we'll have a great segment of talking NFL. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 The Game, coming up next, the Chase McCabe Show.